That's it. Wicklow are promoted. Disappointing day all round for Wexford. Wicklow game promotion. Davy Burke, their manager and selectors down there. They did a good job, Jerry. They were the better team today, no question.
Aye, there can be no complaints, Dame. You know, poor conditions for both sides, but Wicklow did better and fully deserved the win. But Wexford showed a great heart to come back near the end. But they didn't get the scores when they really mattered like that. That middle patch of the second half, totally dominated by Wicklow, and that's where they won the game, Dame.
Yeah, and these sides have to do it again now, Shamie. So, you know, Wicklow's aim was to get promoted. Wexford's aim was to get promoted. Wexford will be disappointed with the way they played, though, Jamie, won't they?
Yeah, it just goes to show, you know, we played poorly and it was 3 points in at the end, you know. So it just goes to show that it was, the game was there for the taking, you know. We just, you know, such a different game compared to last week, you know. Just didn't happen.
With tight margins, fellows. We had chances, Jerry,
yeah,
in the first half.
We should say, Liam, Limerick haven't won yet, but they're winning by 4 points. But if Limerick happen to lose, but it's very unlikely, we'd still have a chance, you know.
But Jerry, you know, we had chances in the first half, hadn't we?
Ah, yeah, but only half, as Seamus said, only half chances for goals, Liam. But, you know, you have to give credit. Wicklow's ruck rate is very good, and their two midfielders were superb today. Like, the one more possession than us, Liam, that's why they won the game.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons that they won the game, but they were full value for that win, Jamie, weren't they?
Over the 70 minutes or 80 minutes, however it was, they were the best team, you know. Like, there was a period of 15 or 20 minutes there, and we just seemed to struggle in so many positions. And I suppose, unfortunately, apart from the full back line again as last week, I think it's a long time since we've seen a good performance from a full back line. And, you know, I'm not sure if anybody scored from play, the full forward line, you know. They scored a couple of points, but
yeah, from frees, yeah.
But I'm not sure they scored. Even Shawny Furlong, a full forward, is always a handful. Like, Gavin Sheehan handled him so well, you know. Look, it's frustrating for us as well up here looking ahead, you know.
Niall Hughes had a good day, I suppose. There was a few players, but the full back line, Jerry, again, there were Martin O'Connor, he was outstanding. Up in the forwards at the end of the game.
And the
full back line. The two Wicklow corner forwards were taken off. And
yeah, because Pat Doyle never got a shot to save today, like, you know, because he was so well protected there. But didn't get enough possession, quality possession, him to kind of really put Wicklow under pressure, because, as you said, we went 23 minutes without scoring there in the second half. But you have to give credit to Wicklow, and it means a lot to Wicklow. I'm not sure when Wicklow are last in Division 3, but they're a good side, Liam. And this is a very young Wicklow side, so, you know,
young Wicklow side as well, you know. And Davy Burke has done a fantastic job, their manager.
Yeah, but maybe another year of development in Division 4 might help these young ones. But I know they'll be very disappointed not to get through, Liam, because
I don't think playing in Division 4 helps anyone, Jamie.
No, it's definitely
a graveyard of a division, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's just so bloody hard to get out with, you know. It's just so hard to get out with, you know. And I often think sometimes I think, you know, it's like if you're playing squash, if you play a player that's much better than you, you get better yourself. But if you're playing a division of teams that are, you know, that level of football, sometimes you need to be pushed, you know. And level four or division four doesn't push you enough, but look, that's where we are, and we have to get out with it.